You're listening to Bright Spots. This is Mayrose Baig. On January 27th, the president signed an executive order that banned travelers from 7 countries from coming to the U.S. Known as the Muslim ban, the order limited the number of refugees coming into the U.S., indefinitely suspended any refugees from Syria, and placed a moratorium on travelers from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen.
The Monday after the executive order was signed, a few of our patients came in without any appointments or anything. They just dropped in, and they just needed a space to just talk and grieve.
Sammy Truong is the clinical services coordinator with the Newcomers Health Program at the San Francisco Department of Public Health. The program works with refugees, asylees, and victims of human trafficking who have recently arrived in the Bay Area.
One of them just started screaming and crying because she's alone here in the States, and she was really looking forward to petitioning some of her family members over here from Syria. And after the executive order, she thought that would never happen. She thought she would never see her family again, and that was just really distressing.
The executive order was challenged in court, and a restraining order against the ban was put in place. The administration issued a revised order, which is being brought to court by the state of Hawaii, and is due for a hearing on March 15th. Much of the legal back and forth means a lot of uncertainty about what is currently happening and what could happen next.
Unfortunately, it is just a little bit of a wait and see.
Sneha Patel is a senior health planner within the Health Department's Office of Policy and Planning. She also represents the department on citywide initiatives in response to federal policy changes.
The mayor's office has taken the lead in convening city departments as well as community-based organizations to discuss the news that's coming down from the federal government as we get it, and to make sure that everyone is on the same page, we're all informed, and we all have a space where we can connect and share resources as well as proactively think about next steps, especially given the patients and the clients that we all serve in the city.
In the past, I'd always felt like Sanctuary City information was known among staff, among employees of the city, but now I see a greater effort being made to share that information with communities.
Christy Dietrich manages the Newcomers Health Program and is also the Refugee Health Coordinator for San Francisco.
Each year we serve people from over 40 different countries. Since it's really diverse and people's experiences are really different, yet the same in being persecuted and forced to leave their countries. Many of them wish they could go back home to their country, and they can't. So they've experienced a lot, and once they get that status, they really feel like now their life can start, and now that feeling, it feels a little bit different now.
The Newcomers Program works specifically with refugees, asylees, and victims of human trafficking. All clients are in the U.S. legally. However, that doesn't diminish the concerns caused by the various changes in federal policy.
And their immediate concern is that they could get deported, and they don't know when that's going to happen, and that all that fear and anxiety really prevents them from moving on with a new successful life here.
Refugees are also concerned about reuniting with their families.
You know, the hardest part for me is I don't have answers.
Ibtisam Dahoud is a health worker and medical interpreter with the Newcomers Health Program.
A patient for us, he has 3 children in Iraq, and his wife, and he was waiting for like 4 years to get their papers done. And finally, it was approved, and now they can't come here.
She noted that patients are concerned about losing access to health services and are making a point to get medications refilled and appointments booked.
Our client, they trust us because we are the first one who deal with them. We speak the language, we understand the culture, so they feel connected, and I see more people calling. Probably some of them, they do want to leave the house because they're scared, especially, you know, women who wear the hijab. They're really scared to go in public transportation, to walk. So they just want to call.
Fear and anxiety are prevalent, and both the city and the health department have made it a priority to reaffirm San Francisco as a safe city for everyone, documented or not.
I think it's about our values as a community, but as a public health department too, you know, the communicable disease and illness, they don't know immigration boundaries, and so for us it's important that everybody has access to the same care.
Colleen Chawla is the Director of Policy and Planning for the Health Department.
For a long time, we've made sure that whether you were insured or uninsured, that the standard of care was the same. And we feel that that's important because everybody deserves equitable access to care.
Post-election, one of the first things we did was create flyers for our patients and our staff to be distributed at our clinics to let everyone know that they are safe here, they can continue to receive services, we will always be a sanctuary city. And I think that to date, those messages haven't changed.
San Francisco became the first city to sue the administration for threatening to withhold funding to sanctuary cities. The lawsuit is moving forward, and city departments are working with guidance from the city attorney's office in their response.
The city attorney issued guidance about how to respond to ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. And so what we did was we took that general guidance and we turned it into a specific policy and procedures for DPH clients and staff.
What I do think is really important is to stay consistent and commit that San Francisco will stay a sanctuary city. The federal policies are changing so quickly and frequently that there's a lot of mistrust about policies in general. One thing I think this DPH has done really well and quickly in the past 2 weeks was increase language capacity, especially for Arabic-speaking patients.
Within the last week, Ibtissam started working full-time and is available to translate for multiple clinics at San Francisco General. For the health department, the new changes in federal policy mean a balance of providing care, interpreting policy, and communicating with staff, clients, and patients effectively, all while acknowledging that there is a lot of uncertainty about how policies will be enacted and implemented. The department has created a post-election website where policy updates and materials are available for staff and the public. And in the meantime, all clinics and programs are urging clients to continue seeking services.
I mean, the U.S. has given them refuge for a reason, and that comes with promises that I hope will continue.